This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back into First Take. Good morning, everybody. Saints game day as we get ready for the Dirty Birds. Atlanta Falcons 6-3 taking on the Saints 2-7, have dropped seven in a row since back-to-back wins to start the season. Seems oh so long ago. And also, we kind of joked about it, Jeff. Seems oh so long ago we were back in this Superdome. Been a while, you know, considering the Thursday game and then going into last week on the road as well. And back here, it just seems like, you know, almost like a month, and it might be around that we've been in the Superdome.
Yeah, more than 2 weeks. And, you know, anytime you have a coaching change in between home games, it feels like, man, what a weird thing. I am curious to see how this crowd reacts to it, because I do think that, you know, one of the big points of frustration was Dennis Allen and, sure, and the fact that things weren't going well, and a lot of people wanted change, they got change. Will that satisfy? How far will that go?
I don't know. Just win, baby. Right.
Yeah.
Looking at right now, LCMC Health Update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. That brings us to the Saints injury rundown for this matchup in Week 10. Out for this game, Jeff, we know Cedric Wilson Jr., Kool-Aid McKinstry, Chris Olave, Lucas Patrick, and I believe Eric McCoy, who is doubtful, was downgraded to out. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Listed as questionable for the game, JT Gray, Rico Payton, Jamal Williams, John Ridgeway, Will Harris, Shane Lemieux, and Nephi Sewell going into the matchup. And also some roster elevations for the team. Defensive back Will Harris and guard center Shane Lemieux are activated from injured reserve. They placed receiver Chris Olave and IR and have elevated wide receivers Kevin Austin Jr. and Dante Pettis to the active roster for this matchup against the Falcons. So obviously the team needs help at wide receiver right now with guys down in Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave. And we're just worried about not just this game for Olave, but his future, not just this season, even too, going forward as a whole.
Yeah, Nephi Sewell was also downgraded to out. Just to add that. No, one of the interesting things the Saints did this week was, you know, they didn't elevate Equanimeous St. Brown, a guy who I believe had one more potential elevation they could have gone with. He's been elevated each of the last 2 weeks. They decided instead to go with Kevin Austin Jr. Right. And Dante Pettis. So we'll see if, you know, maybe they have a bigger involvement in the passing game. Because, yeah, it's a bear covered there at wide receiver. You got
his number, your wide receiver, your ex receiver right now,
Mason Tipton.
I was going to say Scantling. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe Marquez Valdes-Scantling. But, you know, the entire Saints wide receiver room that they'll be sending out there has combined for 15 catches and 104 yards on the season as a whole. And I did that from memory because it's such an easy number to remember because it's not very big. And 14 of those catches for 99 yards have been to Mason Tipton. I don't know if I even remember any of those catches. They weren't in big moments. You know, I think he has 26 targets, and those missed opportunities are more impactful.
I was going to say, I definitely remember that more.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's definitely not something that you look at as a strength in this matchup. you know, I actually like Kevin Austin Jr. I think he had a strong camp, and they kept him around for a reason. He's a bigger guy, so I think that he could be an option over the middle of the field in ways that a guy like Dante Pettis really isn't going to do for you. Mason Tipton isn't really going to do for you. And you have Jermaine Jackson, a slight of frame guy, right? And then you have Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who he's a bigger guy, but he's more of a speed guy. He just showed up 2 weeks ago. He's going to be your down-the-field option, but he's not a guy I'm going to throw to over the middle of the field either. So, you know, I think that's kind of the idea with Kevin Austin. If you get him involved, is he can be kind of that bigger receiver that you just don't have otherwise. This has got to be a day for Juwan Johnson. Like, he's got to be a heavily involved player. You got to go get him the ball. And obviously, Alvin Kamara is going to be heavily involved too.
Right.
But
Taysom's an Atlanta killer.
Taysom is an Atlanta killer. I'm starting him in both of my fantasy leagues
today.
There you go, right. Because I don't know how you're going to do anything but use Taysom Hill. But this is the game he got hurt in week four. So you got to be careful there too, because you want him to make it to the end. But no, wide receiver. You know, I jokingly go back to the 2021 season a lot when you're talking about the wide receiver room, because that's one of the least intimidating wide receiver rooms I've ever seen, with Marquez Callaway, Tre'Quan Smith, Dante Hardy is kind of your top three guys. You're back there. That's where you are right now. And, you know, in a game where you're like, hey, can we end the skid? Usually you'd say, hey, yeah, you bring in an interim head coach, you're going to get a lot of positivity like we talked about.
A nice bump, right.
At a certain point, you just don't have the firepower. And I think if you can't keep this game low scoring, I just don't see a scenario where you win it with that array of receivers. Because, like, you saw, like, that's the thing. When you got the ball back against the Panthers, and you're like, hey, all we need to do is drive in a field goal range. And it was like, yeah, but who are you throwing to?
Right.
Who are you throwing to in that situation? Who's your star? Who's your go-to option? And they completed one pass to Juwan Johnson. You got to midfield, and then there was nobody else. Cedric Wilson is not out here this week. He's dealing with a shoulder injury, and he was dealing with a shoulder injury in that game. I was surprised he went back to it. He left midway through to get x-rays on his shoulder, came back. Clearly, it's something that's still bothering him, considering he's not out here. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, if you get into a situation where you got to throw the ball, I don't know if it's going to go well for you.
I think you brought it up, too, and I looking back over at that play where obviously everyone was so crucial on that fourth down, and it was the jump ball to Cedric Wilson Jr. It was actually not a bad ball by Derek Carr.
No, it was a solid throw. He could have caught that.
Right.
And the thing is, like, you get one of the reasons I was frustrated with that decision was not necessarily what he did. It was the fact that it's like, KYP, right? I think Antonio Daniels says this on the Pelicans broadcast. Know your personnel, right? Like, you're not throwing to Chris Olave on that ball. Like, that doesn't – it's not that dissimilar to some of the decisions Derek made in his first season against the Titans. He went deep down the field to Rashid Shaheed in a situation like that. Against the Panthers in week two last year, he went down the field to Rashid Shaheed in a situation like that. Like, it's not a terrible idea, but you're throwing to Cedric Wilson and not Chris Olave. So that's got to factor in. You can't just pick your matchup and say, well, he's my number one receiver. Like, yeah, well, it's different than it was at the beginning of the game. So we'll see. But You mentioned it going in. You know, Chris Olave on injured reserve. I think that was predictable. I don't think anyone should be surprised that he landed on injured reserve.
There was a rough hit. Who the guy on the Panthers
got fined,
was fined.
Right. Woods got fined. He's just
sure 15 grand, was, I think.
16, something 16, in that okay. range. But, yeah, I mean, you can't – you know, the whole bad ball thing, like, yeah, it was a bad ball, but it's like if you got guys going for the heads of players who do not have the ball
like
in their
torpedo,
hands.
Like a torpedo, right.
Like, yeah, the people are going to get hurt. I don't care what the throw is. That could have been a perfect throw. If he's going to go at somebody's head, you're going to get hurt. And Darren Rezzi was asked about that, and if he thought that should have merited an ejection.
No comment.
He had a very veteran head coach response, which is, I'm not going to answer that because it's not going to go down a good road, which is kind of an answer for you on its own. Like, either way, Chris has had two concussions in the span of a month. He's had four concussions since he arrived in the NFL. One was in his rookie season against the Seahawks. One was in his second season against the Falcons. One was this season against the Broncos. That was the game Spencer Rattler started. And the most recent one was that game. And then he was checked for a concussion against the Chargers, too. And after a big hit, he got cleared and came back in.
Right.
But he also had a concussion at Ohio State. And so he's at the point now where you genuinely have to look at it and say, are these concussions going to shorten his career? The same way Tua Tagovailoa has to answer those questions in Miami. And when he comes back, I think he should probably wear a Guardian cap. You know, just like Tua should be in Miami. But
I know we talked about this, too. In that situation, though, with that hit that Olave took, I don't even know if a Guardian cap was saving him in that situation.
No, I don't think so either. But either way, it's like you got to – but, like, the hit – you know, both of his concussions this year, it's not like they've come when, like, his head hit in the ground. They've come with head-to-head collisions with defenders.
Right.
And the frustrating thing is the first one didn't even merit a penalty. But either way, you know, for Chris, it's about more than football right now, and I think that's where the Saints are being smart, and Darren talked about this. It's like we're not even talking about football right now. We're talking about Chris and what's best for Chris, and that's the only way you can approach the situation.
We talked about the Saints' injuries, big one for the Falcons. Drake London is questionable in this game, but is still expected to play with a hip issue. Looking at the Saints' secondary, though, we're not going to have Marshawn Lattimore out there this game. He's out in Washington after the Saints completed a trade with
the
Commanders.
No. He's not playing.
He is not playing.
So I think that's – I'm not saying I'm happy about him not playing. But
he's not miraculously healed from his
hamstring
issue.
Yeah, I think it would be kind of frustrating for Saints fans if suddenly he's out there like playing 100% of the snaps, right? So that's not happening, so we can at least put that to bed.
Looking at things, though, with no Marshawn, no Paulson Adebo, obviously Kool-Aid McKinstry down. Who the heck did this team also have in the cornerback room in the secondary dealing with some issues there? Well, the main man, Alante Taylor, and he was asked about the trade of Lattimore and being back now at outside corner.
You know, he taught me so much, man. That's always going to be big, bro. As soon as I heard the news, he was the first person I called, and we talked a little bit. But, you know, I take this position and this situation with gratitude. I'm grateful for it. And, you know, I got the next 8 weeks to kind of prove that, you know, I can be that CB1 for this team. I don't know what the long-term plans are, but I know for the short-term plans, this is where I'm at. And so, you know, I'm going to go out there and dominate and hold my end of the, my side of the field down.
Hearing from Taylor, obviously wants to go out there, dominate. And he was also asked about that excitement about the possibility of moving from slot to the outside now on a permanent basis.
A lot, man. You know, I've always said it since I walked in the building and I'm a corner. You know, I can play the nickel and I kind of see things, right? It's like, oh, Alante is a slot corner. It's like, well, before it was, he's a corner. Why are we moving him to nickel? Now I do, you know, decently well at nickel. Now I'm a nickel. But at the end of the day, man, I'm a corner at heart. And so, you know, super excited for the opportunity. And, you know, these next 8 weeks, we play some pretty good teams. I got good receivers. And my covering ability and all those things will be tested. And I'm looking forward to it.
I think Alante Taylor is a great example for obviously any player, but also like the young kids out there. You see someone that was asked to move to that slot position, wasn't exactly what he had in mind, didn't really feel like that was where he was the most comfortable, but it's what the coaches intended. It's what he wanted to do to get on the field as well. And now, you know, that hard work and the willingness to be, I guess you would say, what's the
flexible
word? Flexible,
adjustable,
right. Yeah, and not being, you know,
yeah,
a toot about it, right? You're not right. Starting to whine about things, and I'm an outside corner.
Yeah.
Did his role, what he was asked to do, and now in the end, he gets to be where he wants and excited to see where he goes now going forward in this role, because I think, obviously, it's pretty clear Alante's the future outside.
Right, well, I think you got to figure that out, right? That's what you—that's what this 8 weeks is about, in my opinion. And like, yeah, you're trying to win games, right? But first and foremost, you need to figure out what you have. And we got the NFL on Fox robots wandering through here right now. I've always wondered what they looked like in person. Now I know.
Transformers.
Robots not very well disguised. But, you know, like a big part of this last 8 weeks has got to be, okay, figure out what you have in some of these young players. And on Alante Taylor outside, like a lot of people, I had at least three or four people ask me, hey, do you think Alante is going to stay outside? I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, what's the benefit to moving him to the nickel now?
Right.
Other than, like, yeah, maybe he's your best nickel corner. But the thing is, why is he at nickel in the first place? It's not because you thought he was your best option. It's because he's your third best corner and you wanted to find a way to get him on the field. Remember, you cut Bradley Roby to get him on the field. It was
great
not
point,
like,
yeah.
You know, he was not even practicing at nickel throughout the course of camp. He was competing with Adebo on the outside in his camp last year. And I do think that was probably a source of frustration there, whether Alante verbalized it or not, in terms of, like, I am an outside corner. I'm not better at the nickel than I am outside, but I'm doing it, and I'm committing to it. And late in the season, there was definitely some frustration. He was benched in two of his last three games.
Sure.
That said, you appreciate how he came into this camp. You appreciate the work he did and the willingness to commit to that position. And he got a lot better at it. Like, he's been really solid in the nickel throughout the course of this season. He's been one of the NFL's better players at disrupting plays and being in the backfield and breaking up passes and making tackles. And I still don't think he's the best – I don't think he's built for the nickel. That said, he learned how to play it, and he's played it well. And I think over the course of his career, that's going to benefit him financially, right?
Yeah, you
when you're
bet,
a guy
right.
who can play the nickel, especially later in your career, when you get into like year 8, 9, 10, and maybe they're like, yeah, we got better options on the outside, the ability to just kick in and play nickel is going to extend his career 3-4 years down the line. Look at a Chris Harris, right? Like a guy that's going to – that got keep getting jobs because he could play that role. So, you know, I like that about him. I think he's going to look back and say, I'm better for that. That said – he is your best outside corner, so you play him outside. And I think he has a chance to be a really, really good outside corner. I thought he played really well against the Panthers at a position he has not been practicing at. And that said, it's the Panthers, right? You know, you don't want to overreact to anything about with a passing game with Bryce Young. Who
don't worry, we're not overreacting to anything this season.
So now you look at it and say, okay, what can you do in this matchup? And you're going to look at it next week and say, what can you do in that matchup? And I think that's going to determine, and hopefully you get Kool-Aid back at some point in the near future, and you can kind of ride with them on the outside and say, hey, is this our cornerback tandem of the future? Are these the two guys that we can rely on, or do we have to be looking at corner high in the next draft and building
probably.
Up that again? And even if they feel like they're good, feel good about those two guys, they probably do anyway. But even for Alante, he's a second-round pick, remember, so there's no fifth-year option with him. So I think this 8 games is going to go a long way in determining, do we try to extend him before the start of next season? And if I'm Alante, I'm looking at the guy who is next to me in the locker room and saying, well, I just saw what can happen if you don't have that security of that long-term deal and Paulson Adebo going to that contract here, and that can change a lot in a hurry. So if I'm Alante, I probably am willing to play ball inside an extension. So it's really a question of whether you think that makes sense, and that's what you need to figure out if you're the Saints over this next 8 games. Is he that cornerstone cornerback that you can build around? I think he is, and I'm excited to see what he does.
As we head to break, Jeff, what do you think the Saints end up doing today with that depth at corner position alongside Alante on the outside? Is it going to be Rico if he can play, or Shamar John Charles?
It's tough to say. Rico Payton should be out there. I think he would have gotten the start last week if he was healthy, so I would expect it to be Rico.
Is he a back injury?
He had a back injury,
okay, yeah.
He had a back issue, but he was close to playing. And I think the fact that they were even willing to ride it out till Sunday tells you a lot about how they feel about him. Like, he's a UDFA, and you were looking at him as being your starting outside corner probably. So I would expect it to be him. I would expect Ugo Amadi to stick in the slot.
Right.
But, you know, it could just as easily be Shamar. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they switch some things up and do some sub packages with both of those guys. Shamar had the interception. You really like what he did on that play. I don't think he had a great game otherwise. He was serviceable. He went into a difficult spot, and I think he played reasonably well. But I think they really like Rico, and they want to see what he has.
Going to be interesting to see how that all shakes out. Wide receiver and corner, huge question for this team due to injuries.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com